In the Race Dance Studio along Film Row in downtown Oklahoma City, a small troupe of performers prepares to assist author-turned-playwright Shelby Simpson in the retelling of some of her most embarrassing sexual situations, including the one that prompted this quest.
I was mortified by something that happened in my living room at 39 years old, and it was so bad that I felt compelled to write about it because it was also very funny. And so I just collected the stories from my memories, the funniest ones about my girlfriends, and I went on a mission to talk to them about those experiences and document it in the form of comedy on page.
Now, I won't give away any spoilers that would ruin the ending of either the book or stage show. Besides, too much information would violate a lot of cardinal FCC rules. But what I can tell you is both the novel and the live production are adult-themed, at times cringeworthy, certainly daring, and on many occasions as laugh-out-loud as Simpson suggests. And the topic, well, it's compelling by its very nature.
When I've told people, oh, I'm writing a sex book, everyone goes, oh. And when I say it's about embarrassing sex moments, all of them go, oh my God, I've got a story for you. I have had my friends' parents start telling me, like, over dinner, their wildest sex moments. I have had friends that I thought would never, ever talk about sex come out of the woodwork. It's like people want to talk about sex when they think it's funny.
Bad in Bed spans Simpson's sexual life. Names have been changed, but the stories are true. Moreover, they're familiar and relatable. Especially Simpson's early coming-of-age accounts, when everything is new and the settings and circumstances fail to meet idealized expectations. But despite the seeming interest and enthusiasm others have shown towards the idea, the endeavor wasn't without its challenges.
I didn't know if people would get exhausted by talking about sex for 300 pages. That's why I included background on the education that I'd received and maybe tried to hit on topics that you don't think about, like the fact that you don't get your sexual education from proper pathways usually. It's on the playground from an older student who tells you God knows what.
And for the stage production, Simpson employs music and dancing to keep the audience involved.
I was thinking about it the other day, and it's kind of like, it's like a very naughty Prairie Home Companion.
That's Matt Alvin Brown, the director for Bad in Bed Live. Brown, along with choreographer Heecha Poos and the rest of the cast, have helped transform Simpson's writing into a lively and visual experience.
You've got hip-hop, storytelling, and dancing, and all of these different things are what we're using to help bring Shelby's book to life.
Brown says he's used to working on established shows that come with certain audience expectations, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show or Tommy. With Bad in Bed Live, he has a chance to try something completely new and original.
You often, as a director, don't get a chance to work on something that's never been done before. In fact, there's actually no definition of what it is. You know, it's a book live, kind of. It's yeah, it's an enhanced reading, it's a stage show, it's a party. It's pretty cool.
But translating Simpson's concept for the stage involves some of the same concerns Simpson faced while writing the book.
Yeah, it's frank, and there are some words that even like...
All the words.
Yeah, every single word, for sure. You know, and sometimes I'm in rehearsal and I blush a little bit, but it's completely innocent. And everybody's smiling the whole time, so I think that's a pretty good sign.
Talking about sex, especially embarrassing sex, and in such an honest and open manner, can be awkward. And this production may not be for everyone, but Simpson steadfastly defends the notion.
The older you get, the more confident you get in yourself and your life, and you realize that life is very short and that sex is healthy, and you can have sex for fun, and there's nothing wrong with that.
For KGOU, I'm Jim Johnson.